What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kinda Funny Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the seducer slash producer, Nick Scar Pino. Andy, it was like we were an orchestra warming up. You know what I mean?
When they
do that, like, slow rise.
Just to be
clear, we're doing the Halo theme.
Fucking love it.
It was not like that at all.
Kevin, you guys, Kevin. I thought I was at Symphony Hall.
Nick, we're losing your transmission. Guys, I thought it was like I was at...
Sorry about that.
What happened? You unplugged your microphone.
Oh, man. No, it's just this microphone, this Yeti mic that I have, the USB, like the micro USB cord is barely in there. And if you touch it by accident, it goes...
It's a mini USB. Which is just like an insult to humanity. That
why? This mic is
in the first
literally
place.
Fucking huge. This mic is gigantic. Look how big this mic is. And it's got the world's smallest port on the bottom of it. It's kind of dumb. And then so, of course, I've had all this stuff hanging off the side of my desk for so long that it's like stressing it out just a little bit. So maybe I just need to wrap all those cords a little bit.
I replaced
better,
mine already, baby. You got to replace
yours sounds great, by the way. So maybe I should get one of yours. I like a little boom.
Little whoa. Boom over there. Is that new? Is that the weird one? The wallet looking one?
The Elgato?
Yeah.
Wallet?
It looks like a wallet to me. Like the shape of the microphone Elgato sent everyone on the face of the earth except me. Yeah.
I didn't get one.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't get one.
Well, I, look, Greg, I was told if Greg wants one, let me know.
And I just get me Greg. Yeah, let him fucking know, bro.
I guess I should have let you know I missed that stuff.
No, it's fine. I don't mind. I don't need one. I'm fine. This one's fine. Everything's fine. Kevin got me this arm and I love it and it's all set up. Good job, Kevin.
I think your gain's a little too high, but that's fun.
I think your gain's a little too low. There you go, Greg.
I think your exposure's a little high. You know, I mean, on your camera.
Do I need to start doing?
I think Tim's hair is a little too like loose. You know,
it's perfect. Shut your mouth.
No, it looks good. It's just like Tim's hair is at like 10 o'clock at night, and we're all at 4:30 at night. Tim's hair is like on the second cocktail, and we haven't eaten dinner yet. Let's put it that way.
Is Greg's mic on cardioid? It looks like it's on setting number 2 instead of setting number 3.
He's looking into it.
Look at that. He's clicking things. He's clicking skulls.
If you remember, Blessing Eddie Uye Jr. had a Zoom party for his birthday that he told me everybody was going to dress up for, and then I dressed up and nobody else did.
Yeah.
And when that happened, Lucy and Zach were here, so I put it on in the round function more than the normal function. So now it's better. Does that sound better for you, Andy?
It does.
I just feel like it's a little too gainy also.
Oh my god.
We drop it down like a smidge.
So wait, is this better?
You know, Andy, I had
what's
going to
happen is I'm
going to
do games daily tomorrow and Kevin's going to say, no, it doesn't sound right.
Awful.
Go back up.
Yeah, it sounds terrible. Yeah. I don't know why you're listening. It sounded great.
Is this better? Is this better, Andy?
Why are you asking?
I just want to make Andy happy.
Oh my god.
Because I want to make Andy happy.
Oh, Jesus.
Did we not talk about this earlier, Kevin, when it was you, me, and Nick, and Tim wasn't here yet?
I wasn't listening.
That something's going on with Andy and he won't tell us. You know what
don't
I mean?
Say that. Andy, you can't spread rumors like that. Like people will take you seriously. You know what I mean?
It's like when a teacher notices, like after this from cartoons.
Too far.
Notices
too far.
All the other students leave the classroom, and one kid sits in the back, right, just staring out the window or like doodling in his book.
She's like, Noah, what's wrong, Noah?
What's wrong, Noah? You want to go get some ice cream, and we can talk about it. And then you have to like, It's like. Remember, Kevin, I know you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about.
It always turns out like they're molested or something. Like,
no,
it's too dark.
No, I'm not. Well, it's not the kid. The kid could be anything. It could be a whole bunch of different things. You know what I mean? Kids, you never know. You ever have one of those things where you open it up and the snakes jump out, but maybe it's Pringles? That's a kid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Is it going to be something horrible has happened in their life that will drastically change the course of it? Or is it that they fucking lost their Power Ranger figure and now their fucking day's ruined? You never know with kids. It popped the top. What's going to happen?
Andy, right? What is it?
With kids,
it
you never know.
Is it snakes or is it Pringles?
No, it's not. It's neither. I don't know.
You gotta understand.
Our audience will take this very serious, Greg. Just like they think that Jeff Keighley and Gary Whitta hate each other.
Sure, that's true. That's true.
They do a bad job explaining that to Ben.
They do a very, very,
very
bad
job
explaining that they're not actually mad at each other.
Gary Whitta doesn't joke around a lot, so when he is
neither does Jeff Keighley.
I don't know that Jeff Keighley acknowledges it. Is it a two-way thing?
He's responded.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
But he doesn't respond in a way of like, haha, Gary, see you later. It's more like, what the fuck is this and who are you?
See you later.
That laugh belongs to the Hispanic heartthrob Texas Treat Latino Heat, clicking heads and ripping them to shreds. The globe trotting headshot nitro rifle from twitch.tv. Andy Cortez.
I have an idea. Here if comes, I'm guys. Ever accused of using hacks for shooting,
sure. And I think they're releasing your gameplay, right? And they know that's not going to happen, but okay.
And they like, what if the press takes it the other way and they're like, more like the headshot and aim button, right? Like, what if they wow. like that's a possible way that they could use that against me? If I was
Andy, you're pulling the 8 mile right now. I respect that. You're doing that. You're already getting ahead of the
throw
at you, so you're taking it back. I mm-hmm. like that.
See, I don't like it because then he's just like, this is how you like, you know, pad it all, where you start saying all this stuff so that when he is actually revealed to be using aimbots, he's like, oh, I kind of warned you, and then it's on us that we didn't investigate further.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Yeah,
I can't like have that
the hints for there. Like, he's not using aimbot.
That's a good point. It's a great point. Rounding out, I was
clicking heads this weekend. All right, go ahead.
What are you clicking heads in? Diablo.
Yeah.
I got him, Nick.
Fucking nailed him.
He's dead to rights on that one. Rounding out the quartet, he's Forbes 30 under 30, aka the second best baby blues in San Francisco, aka the verified one at Tim Geddes.
Let Tim host. How you doing?
I'm good.
I'm happy to be doing this podcast right now. This was the one that it's been too long since it's been us four on the show together.
Yeah,
it's true.
It's been like 3 weeks, I think.
That sounds about right. Yeah, because it was so
we're knocking it out of the fucking park so far.
Well, no, I'm already loving the vibe. But also, earlier today when we did the Nolan in review, like there was that was the warm up to whatever the fuck this is going to be.
Sure, you know? Of course. Whatever the fuck this. There's no better way to put the Kind of Funny podcast. Whatever the fuck this is going to be. Nobody knows. We just sit down and start talking about Andy's wallet, Mike. Nick, do your Einstein.
It doesn't look like a wallet,
dude. It looks so much like Albert Einstein. Look like it's crazy. Einstein. It does, Tim. It looks. I invented just
dogs.
Like
I have a dog. Joey,
I assume you're taking notes at home. We need to get an Albert Einstein Nick shirt made. It's just Nick doing the Albert Einstein. We sell. Well, actually,
make sure you put it next to Albert Einstein so people get the joke. So it's me and Albert Einstein.
What if we take your face doing the Einstein and put it on the face of Albert Einstein doing it? You know what I mean? Because I can't remember what his body's doing in that. Is it surfing?
He's wearing like a fur coat. No, it's not a fur coat. That's disappointing.
I feel like he's doing the Nixon thing. Like, I'm not a crook.
His body's not in it. He's in a car with a bunch of people.
Yeah.
I thought he was standing out. Like, I thought he was wearing that fur winter coat, like waiting for the monkey.
And you're thinking about the movie The Polar Express.
I was thinking about the monkey.
Always thinking what about monkey? The monkey.
The monkey.
You've seen the monkey.
Coco?
The IKEA
monkey. The monkey that was stuck. Yeah, the IKEA monkey.
I legitimately have no idea what you're talking about.
There's a monkey that was stuck in IKEA.
He was wearing a jacket.
He was wearing a look
this
for it.
Sounds like a Greg Miller made up story, but it's not. It's real.
I got a full screen cap.
Right, I'm looking at it right now. He's wearing a scarf, not a coat, but it does look like a coat.
The IKEA monkey is wearing a coat, Nick.
Okay, so
I'm talking about Albert Einstein.
No, Nick. Oh, you know what? That is a scarf. Good eye, Nick. I thought it was a little
It's a scarf, but I can't tell if he's in a car or not.
No,
I don't think he's in a car.
He's in a van. Oh, it's a bug. You can tell by the...
He's in a VW. Okay. Oh, I see. Okay, so someone just...
Nick, can I see it really quick? Can I see the... Tim, how do you not see that?
I mean, he's making the same face that...
Yeah, but they have the same chin.
We're the same person, Tim. I looked it up.
I can't see Nick's chin.
I did my 23andMe. It turns out I'm 100% Einstein. 100% Einstein. That's why you guys should listen to me more. And
so what happened to this monkey?
He's lived in IKEA for 4 years.
On purpose? Yeah, like, is he like trapped?
I made that part up. I don't know much about the monkey.
Sorry. My alarm's going off. I'm about to try Nugs for the first time.
Oh!
I'm doing the Einstein.
Give me the Einstein. Einstein.
Andy, quick question. Since an alarm went off, I think that maybe that means you need to work out. What do you think?
Oh, the push-ups? Why are you so small down there, Kevin?
Sorry, I'm making myself bigger. I just don't want to get too close to Nick. He might try to eat me.
It's been a while since the push-up alarm.
I think that if an alarm naturally goes... No, I'm getting closer! An alarm naturally goes off, I think that somebody's got to give me some push-ups.
And stop being a coward. Do at least 50 burpees right now.
50?
50 burpees.
I did so check it out. I did a Ring Fit Adventure today, and I got to the boss, and I just didn't look at the screen correctly, and I missed the prompt, and it made me start over. I said, nope, I'm not starting over, dude. Fuck this.
You're like, this ain't that kind of game, bro. I physically can't do that.
I was so tired. I was like, fuck that, dude. That's what sucks about Ring Fit is if you die, you just restart. Oh, wow. They look crispy. I know they're not good, but they look good right now.
They're not bad.
Kevin, I'm selling some into assets right now for you, okay?
These guys came out toasted.
One moment, though. Greg?
Yeah.
So since an alarm went off, I'm trying to get Andy to do push-ups because I feel like if an alarm
Remember that?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Pressure him.
So you're going to do it, Andy?
Okay, it's 10 push-ups?
Yeah.
So also, Andy, I forget. What was the... Oh, he's taking them off. What was the rating on the nugs? Because remember, I got these. They sent them to me after I was like, during that podcast where you ate them, I emailed them and said, send me nugs. Like, all right.
All right. Too much power.
So the issue I had with that, I guess after I ate them, I was pretty underwhelmed.
Okay.
But then I had to remember, this is fucking plant-based stuff. This is really impressive. But I would still rate it. Like, there's plenty of other better nuggets you'll find at your local supermarket that are frozen, you know.
But are they plant-based?
No, that's the problem. They can't be
dinosaur-shaped.
But I'd rather have, like, a better-tasting nugget than a subpar plant-based. Nugget.
Tim?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
But I got to assume, Greg, you're very talented in the culinary area. What if you have some good sauces, have some good...
Oh, of course.
You know, there's a lot of different things you can do that I'm unable to do.
Barbecue sauce?
Well, that's I just started. I figured for my first nug of all time here, I had to go and do it just to, you know, plain.
Mm-hmm.
After the fact, I can do it. That's fun. You do it on the parchment paper when you made them? Because that seems like a bridge too far for Andy. Oh,
no.
Gone. Well, oh, no. Okay. That's what I did. I followed it to the letter, which was preheat the oven, put them on parchment paper.
Yes, Ken. You know,
is there a better shape, you think, than...
sweet heat sauce.
Than dinosaur for nugs, that's all.
No. I mean, if I'm being honest, I think just a normal nug shape is my favorite because then you get an equal amount to dip everywhere. If you get a stegosaurus, there's all these little spikes. You know what I mean? It's inconsistent in the sauce area.
You don't think that's exciting? Someone should be counting. Nick, was that 10?
He did.
I'm sure. Okay. Andy, I don't know what the fuck we're talking about right now.
Andy was doing push-up.
Got it.
Kev, can you bring up the thing I sent you?
Yes.
Because we were talking about doing burpees. And last time when we were having the same conversation when we were talking about nugs and Andy and I were working out for some reason, we brought up this video of our friend Yoshi, who was a former Power Ranger,
right?
And he's crazy at working out. We brought up that video of him doing the crazy flip. Look at his little burpee workout.
I mean,
it's just what he does.
No.
Nick, how badly would you hurt yourself if you did this? If you're listening at home, he starts in a frog position, backflips, then does a push-up, then back into the frog position, and then back into the backflip.
Yeah, so I think I'd probably hurt myself right about the point when he gets into that deep squat, that like frog pose squat. And then after that, I would if I went from that to even standing too fast, I would pull a back muscle very, very quickly. But that's also why this guy has a six pack and I have to loosen up. Like I got to do the thing where if my wife or myself, if I do laundry and the sweatpants are freshly cleaned and dried, I got to stretch them out before I put them on. You ever do that?
Mm-hmm.
Or like you kind of get in there. You almost put the sweatpants on, Andy, like they're a shirt and you squeeze, you pull out. And then you put them on, you go, I'm losing weight. These are totally loose on me.
It's super loose, yeah.
I don't even want to bring this up.
That's the ideal body.
That guy really is. Yeah, he looks great.
I wish I've never ever wanted to be gigantically muscular, and I never will. But even like this, like I see this dude's body. It's like if I could have any body, that's how it would look. Kind of like lean, but still like built, but not giant Chris Hemsworth. You know what I mean?
Andy, I almost don't want to bring this up, but I'm going to. Last week, when we did the final Lord of the Rings in review with Elise, before the show started, it was just us hanging out in the little, whatever we're going to call this, pre-chat on Discord. And we're having a good old time. We're talking to Elise. We're having a conversation about something that James wanted to get involved in. So James came over to get on the mic. Sure. James was working out in the other room. So he came in like just essentially in just little underwear.
Adonis and Adonis. And
it was just like, it was so distracting where none of us had any understanding of what he was saying. The conversation immediately shifted. Nick was like making sounds I've never heard him make before.
But I was like, no, sure. They were sounds of pure disgust. And it's not because he looked bad or because he was doing anything wrong. It was that when you see someone who puts that much time and energy into being healthy, it's like looking into a mirror that shows you the reverse, where you go, this makes me feel like I haven't moved nearly enough in my life. And if I remember correctly, he was giving some, like, I think we were talking deeply about The Last of Us or something like that. I think we were talking about the game and some deeper parts of it. And all I could think was, I have failed myself drastically in life.
So what did you do, Dick?
What did I do?
You stood up and lifted your shirt up.
Yeah, I showed everyone my shame. Because I'm not ashamed of my body. I just think I don't want anyone to see it. Yeah, I'm not ashamed of it, but it is my shame. It is my shame. You're right, guys. You're right. It's true.
The thing is, Nick was talking on the mic as if nobody else was trying to talk. And Nick got so nervous and his mouth was just, it was verbal diarrhea and it was just talking. Meanwhile, Elise and James are trying to say stuff, but Nick was just so body and I can't really process this correctly. I don't really know how to react to this.
Well, and then he showed me his six pack. So I showed him my six pack. Mine looks more like a bag of flour though.
He also has those piercing eyes that like you just want to stare in all day.
Real good eyes. Yeah.
It's a great combination.
Also, so I was conflicted because we were also talking about Last of Us Part 2, and I had like just beat it, and I hadn't talked to anyone about it, and James was super hyped about it. So I was like, I want to like actually have an intellectual conversation about this, but I can't.
Yeah, you can't be doing this right now.
Yeah, you can't be fucking like that.
So Greg, what are we thinking, man? What are we thinking? Lucy
was surprised at how good they were, said they could use some ketchup, but she took a second one and walked away. So that's a pro
without that. Grabbing ketchup. That's because that was an option.
Well, the ketchup's back that way. I don't have it over here. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't have a mini fridge here yet. I can imagine. It's only a matter of time.
Did you want me to order you one?
No, let's figure out the whiteboard situation for interview first.
Are we doing that for us or?
For me, love the crisp factor.
The great crisp.
Great crisp on these nugs 2.0. Mm-hmm. And then, taste. I see what you mean. Where it's like they're not bad, but I could, you know, if I was going to eat a Tyson chicken nugget or whatever, it would taste better.
Yeah, they remind me, Greg, they remind me a lot of just a cafeteria.
The sauce would go a long way.
Reminds you just a cafeteria nugget. Mm-hmm. A pretty bland, but
that's a brand of
itself. What if while you were making them, you dropped a little, like, some sort of good seasoning, you know?
Just toss
like,
them in the buffalo chicken sauce at the end, you know?
Oh my God, yeah.
That'd be fucking good. Has anyone done that? Does anyone do buffalo chicken nuggets?
I mean,
my mouth's watering just thinking about it.
Has buffalo chicken sauce.
No, I mean like actually like crisp them up and do them like they would be
like a chicken wire bites we get.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, Tim. Those would be fucking amazing.
Greg Miller, next time I see you and you're cooking, I expect that.
The thing about these nuggets that are
in buffalo sauce?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sure.
But are the nuggets fried before you take them in and then bake them? Because I always wonder about these. Like, just because it's plant-based doesn't mean they're still not frying it in, like, canola oil.
Oh, no. I mean, you read the thing here. This isn't health food by any stretch of the imagination.
Okay. So the whole point of it being plant-based is
sodium intake for the day.
Okay. Yeah. So I don't understand the idea behind these other than we can do something crazy. Like, this kind of reminds me of the old saying, and I don't know who it is, so I'll just attribute it to myself. Just because we can doesn't mean we should.
Sure.
You know what I mean, Greg? We're like, why? Just because you can make a chicken McNugget out of plants doesn't mean you should. They should still have some chicken in them, as far as I'm concerned. I will, of course, hold my judgment until they ship me mine that I have asked for them multiple times. They have not shipped
you even Nick, them. Nick, you can come pick mine up. I have not made them.
Also, the packaging makes them look like a prop from a movie.
Now that I got this sweet...
Oh, you cut your wallet microphone.
You're
cut
gone. You're gone. I can't hear you.
Your wallet ain't.
I muted myself because it's a touch. It's a capacitive touch mute.
Does mine work that way?
Like you don't hear like
Greg,
a click.
Greg, does yours work that way?
No,
it doesn't. Sirens are on our end.
Mine doesn't either.
Sirens are on
whatever
our
the fuck
end.
This I'm excited, is. I'm excited about the kind of funny podcast. Each and every week, four best friends gather around this table to talk about whatever it is going on in their lives they want to talk about. For some reason, you guys love that. And you go to youtube.com/kindoffunny to support it. Watch the show there. You can get on podcast services around the globe. And of course, you can go to patreon.com/kindoffunny to be part of the show, to get it ad-free, and to get it with the exclusive post show we do each and every week. Hey, you could even be one of our Patreon producers, like Mohammed Mohammed, a.k.a. Momo, Kieran O'Donnell, Steve Powers. And what is it, Steve? I have the powers? Is that what it was?
Mine was Steve Austin Powers Rogers. Yeah, baby.
You don't have no, but you're adding Rogers, and Rogers doesn't belong there. It's Steve Austin Powers, because it plays on two jokes.
As a general note, I have Ragu Gugu written down. I like that. From earlier today. Just want everyone to know that's a thing we did earlier today.
Julian, the gluten-free gamer, Delaney Twinning, Lee Polero, Blackjack, Mike. Marino, is that what we're saying? Yeah.
Dan, old Dan,
Mike Dan Marino.
Christian, got it. What is who's your house burning down? Andy,
no, Cool Greg's here, so
Christian Figurudu and Steve Combs.
Wait, what was that? What was that last one?
Do Christian it again, Greg.
Figurudu. What is it?
Is it Figueroa?
No,
Figadoodoo.
I've seen Figueroa. I know Figueroa. I'm going to put it into Slack, and you tell me how to say it.
Okay, I'd like to see it.
All right. Well, no, I'll Slack general. I'm Slack in general.
Slack everyone.
Blessing won't understand it when he sees it tomorrow, whenever he does. There you go. How do you say that? Christian Figueroa.
Figueredo. Yeah.
Christian the Fig is what we're calling him from now on. And then here's another one. I would say Steve Combs for this, but I think I went to a school with a kid named Dan Coombs. Combs?
That's Combs. Yeah.
Combs? Stevie Combs. Coombers?
Sean, but it's Stevie Combs. Combs. Not Steve
Stevie Combs. Combs. Sorry, I was thrown Stevie off by Christian the Fig. All right. Today we're brought to you by ExpressVPN, but we'll talk about that later. For now, I want you to know and prep yourself, Tim Gettys.
Yes.
But I want you to take center stage and tell me the story of getting this dog. Because you have a dog. However,
origin story of the moose.
I want you to prep. All right. That's the main course. I want to give you, the nugs or the salad course. Now it's time for an appetizer before we get the main course. All right. Colton Nestor writes in to patreon.com/kindoffunny, just like you can. It says, if someone asked if you wanted a burger, would you think they were referencing a cheeseburger or a hamburger? Settling a discussion with my wife. And he puts in quotes, discussion with my wife. Thanks. Colton Nestor.
Jeez.
Nick Scarpino. If I said to you,
yeah.
Do you, I was like, Nick, I got burgers on the grill. You want one? Or I'm going to McDonald's and you want a burger?
Yeah.
Do you think you're getting a cheeseburger or a hamburger when I come back?
No, I'm thinking that you're an adult human being and you have the respect to refer to something the way it is. I would think I'm getting a hamburger. And if I wanted cheese, that's the follow-up question. Do you want cheese on it? The hamburger, Greg, is the natural state of burger. That is how a burger is born. Cheese is what you throw on top of it after it's 6 months old and you're tired of it already. And you're like, why did we have this fucking thing? Let's put a hat on it. Let's dress it up like a funny thing and see if we can't get some numbers on Instagram from this thing.
I think I followed you for most of that. Andy Cortez, if I said I'm getting a burger, do you want one? And you said yes. Do you think you're getting a hamburger or a cheeseburger back?
I mean, my brain just goes to a million different places, Greg, because I don't love. I muted myself. I don't love cheese on my burgers.
I think he's fucking with us, by the way. I think he's just doing this. You know what I mean?
No, man.
He's just messing with us.
It turns red.
No, it does go red. I see that. Wow.
That is a bad, bad, bad function of this mic.
No, you gotta
turn that mic function off.
There's no clicking button like Kevin has.
People love the click.
You're right. It's better. What are we talking about now?
Yeah, Andy, I want hamburger. Andy.
I feel like I would be too paranoid to just accept that as a question, and I would have to be like, yes, I would like one, but make sure no cheese, lettuce and pickles, extra toasted buns. Like, I would be very, very adamant about that. So whenever people say, oh, bring a burgers home, I automatically think it's probably gonna have a bunch of shit on it that I don't want.
Sure.
Yeah, like I feel like you go you start with hamburger, and then if you want to make an assumption, Greg, about the hamburger, you can assume it's gonna come with French fries, and so you have to take it upon yourself to be like, I don't want French fries though. I'd like onion rings or something else. But if you said, hey, do you want a hamburger? And you brought me home a cheeseburger with like bacon on it, and fucking
you're adding like, so much to this
cottage cheese or some shit like that for the side. I'd be like, take the floor.
Well, if I said to you, hey, I'm bringing back a bunch of burgers, what do you think you're getting
here? I mean, it's definitely cheeseburgers, and it's just like that's because the majority of people would want a cheeseburger, not a hamburger. And I feel like
I want a cheeseburger
without cheese, you're in the minority there. So it's like,
Andy doesn't want cheese. It's two out of two right now. Greg, you want cheese on your burger?
That's just
Greg, you want cheese on your burger?
We got some weirdos here.
Greg, can we ask the king if he wants cheese on his hamburger? Where's the king? Give it to him.
Should I put this out on the Twitter poll right now?
Yes. Yes, 100%. Okay.
But before you tweet it, phrase it. I want to know the phrasing, all right? We can't have this. We have to agree.
The phrasing needs to be – yeah, the phrasing needs to be, do you prefer cheeseburgers or hamburgers?
No, wait, what?
No, that's what
no, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that the majority of people want cheeseburgers.
Everybody
so that's
wants
why
cheeseburgers.
Yeah, hold on. That's not the question. I'm putting in Slack the question from Colton.
Wait,
the question is if I said, do you want a hamburger? Or would you expect there to be cheese on that when I brought it to you?
But if you added ham in there.
If someone asked if you wanted a burger, do you think you're getting a cheeseburger or a hamburger? Is the question. Put that. So if somebody asked if you wanted a burger, would you think they were referring to ... a cheeseburger, a hamburger? That's how I tweeted it.
Yeah. And he definitely put the whole thing out too, including parentheses settling a discussion with my wife. I like that he put discussion in parentheses, like
because he knows
is it a discussion.
Nick and I have had this discussion quite a few times.
We definitely do. Those parentheses mean you're wrong no matter what.
Yeah.
And we're not talking about this anymore. And I think she's not going to be happy if she listens to this podcast and hears that you're blowing up her spot. But whatever. It's cool.
All right. I put, if someone asks you if you wanted a burger, what do you think you're getting? Option one, hamburger. Option two, cheeseburger.
Fair.
How long? Should I do it? An hour?
Yeah, sure.
45
minutes. Here's my take on the matter, is that I think there's a million different variables. If I'm at Tim Getty's house, he's throwing a barbecue, and he says, do you want a burger? I'm going to say yes, obviously. And my assumption there would be that there won't be cheese on the burger until you'd get to the point of, hey, burger's almost done. Do you want cheese on it? I would assume that. If you were going to McDonald's and you said, do you want a burger? That's just, no one does that and just walks out of the room, right? It's like, yeah, I want a double-double. Thank you. A double cheeseburger. I'm ordering In-N-Out all of a sudden like an idiot. But yeah, it'd be this idea of like, Blessing's answering in the chat or the Slack. He doesn't understand we're using it for the show. He just says cheeseburger out of the blue.
See, maybe this is a generational thing. Maybe it's just you guys been going to McDonald's.
But, I'm sorry. So here's
cheese on everything.
But here's where it gets interesting. Because I think there's too many. I'm with Andy. There's so many variables here that I don't think this conversation would happen. However, at Extra Life, or any the kind of funny 12-hour streams, right? Somebody says, we're putting in a McDonald's order. What should we get? I would say order a bunch of burgers, which to me would think they're getting a sack back of cheeseburgers.
Exactly. Because that's
the normal. But that's McDonald's. Right. McDonald's puts cheese on everything. I don't even know if they make a hamburger that doesn't have default cheese.
It's super sad. Think about the cheeseburger wrapper. It's all nice and yellow, and it's got the gold text on it. And then the fucking hamburger one's just brown.
There's already a reply here from Imran Khan. Says, if they meant cheeseburger, they'd say cheeseburger.
Exactly. He's a writer, Tim. He's a writer.
Greg, if they meant hamburger, they'd say hamburger.
Miller.
Burger is a genre.
Recently, I had a barbecue, you know, one of these
Is this the one you invited to me? You invited me to with
very last minute. Yeah. I think there were four, maybe five people here all spread apart. Perfect. Right.
Right.
But I made burgers and I asked everyone, do they want burgers? And everyone was like, yeah. Afterwards. And that was the end of the conversation. Afterwards, I asked everyone if they wanted cheese. I was like, who wants cheese added?
Because you're a good host,
you know.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to assume that people want cheese.
Nobody
you're
lactose like intolerant. Nick,
you shit your pants on the couch.
Tim right now here is making all these vast statements. But if I
haven't made a single statement. I've been cut off of every single statement I was trying to make.
All right, Tim. Can I cut you off one more time to tell you to shut up?
This show's on fire today.
He got you.
AndyCortez.com.
Don't let Tim talk the whole time.
We have a reply from Nerdist. The official Nerdist account.
Nerdist, no shit, okay.
That says, wouldn't expect any cheese, but would be delighted if it had some.
All right, I want to hear what Tim has to say. I want to hear this weird Tim logic.
Everybody, please tap the top of your microphones to mute yourself so Tim can have the floor.
Great. Well, now I don't have anything interesting to say, but what I will say is that I get where you're coming from with the barbecue thing. The barbecue burgers, that's a different story, and that's because of process, where, the cheese comes on later, and it's more of an interactive thing of,
when you get to that point, you ask if you want cheese or not. When you go to In-N-Out, when you go to a burger place, the first number is the cheeseburger. The hamburger is like the weird other option. You go to In-N-Out, number one, cheese. They assume that you want cheese for the number one, their main thing. The number two.
Yeah, but they also assume you like shitty fries.
But that's a whole other category.
Fucking A, man.
Earlier, Nick brought up the thing that if you get a burger, you assume you have fries. I think you assume you have cheese before you assume you have fries. I also agree with you, Nick, though, that there should be an assumption that fries are an option. But they're still an option.
Let's put it this way. If someone brings you fries and you lose your shit on them, that's on you. If you're like, I didn't fucking want fries, why would you do that? Second off, if you're doing that, you got to fucking get more sleep at night. But if I've never had someone be like, hey, I ordered you the Happy Meal or whatever the hell it was, and it came with fries, and I'm like, that's shocking. It's shocking that there's fries here. And then also, low key, you know what I do is I go, I'm not gonna eat these fries. And then you guys catch me in the fucking kitchen, slamming them into my mouth. Like, I was hungry. I got a thing later.
But what this goes back to for me,
your impression
is, what I was saying is the majority of people prefer cheeseburgers over hamburgers. And like, that's
so. I'm not saying I don't prefer a cheeseburger over a hamburger. That's a different discussion altogether. That's a matter of preference. If you said to me, Nick, remember that time we went to the McDonald's at that all hands meeting in IGN, and I was like, we ordered like fucking 40 cheeseburgers. I ate like 30 of those. I love a McDonald's like small cheeseburger. I think it's great. That's a different question though. The question is, if I said, let's get a burger, to me in my brain, that just means we're starting from the base model burger. And if we want to add more bigger rims or like a bigger engine to this burger, that comes later. That comes with the options. But
hear me out for a sec, because where I'm coming from this is I feel like the majority of people would choose cheeseburger. That is a different question. However, when you look at just burger is the top. It goes down to hamburger and cheeseburger. So when you ask, what's the more popular burger? It's the cheeseburger.
Yeah.
So I would say more popular default, it kind of goes hand in hand.
But you're missing the point. The point is, what is the default state of the burger, right? Can you have a cheeseburger without the actual burger part? No, but you can have a burger without the cheese part. So therefore, the burger is the original state. It is the, I'll put it in terms that you can understand, Tim. It's the first evolution of a Pokemon, okay? Then the second evolution would be cheeseburger. And then whatever the final evolution would be like a Western bacon cheeseburger from Carl's Jr. And I want one of those right now.
Western bacon.
You guys are really battling it out in the marketplace of ideas. We have a comment here from Jeff Grubb.
Andy. You know he's now known as Jeffy Grubb from GameSpeak.
I refuse to call him that.
Call like anyone that.
Disrespectful. We're just going to drive him away from liking us. Jeff Grubb says, it's the opposite. If you don't want cheese, you need to specify hamburger. That's America.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
Kevin, I just sent you a link.
The numbers are speaking for themselves, guys.
If you can open it, Kevin, if you go to Google and Google image search burger, the results are astounding here. All right. That's all I'm going to say. Because I'm not going to say one way or the other.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Yeah,
I hope Kevin's going to show it to you.
I'm expecting to see like beheaded bodies or something.
Breasts. Just bare.
Sorry. My mouse is fighting me. Give me one second. Cool. Come on.
Oh, well, then I'll just spoil it for you. They're all cheeseburgers. Right? Yeah, it's all just the first two rows are all cheeseburgers.
Sure, it's more popular, but like you shouldn't expect that. You know what I mean?
Look, there's a reason why they call it the cheeseburger. If a hamburger always came with cheese, they would not need a second name for the hamburger. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Or the hamburger.
Yeah, but like when you order something, you should assume that you need to say hamburger.
That's not, or else you're basing this off of, you're basing this off of one restaurant. I went to a place called Gott's over the weekend and I ordered Gott's a burger. I would like a hamburger, lettuce wrapped. Said, would you like to add cheese to that? To which I replied, of course, I don't want to add cheese, but thank you for asking me like an adult human being. Wait, why and not just assuming not? That I want cheese. Now, what?
Why would you of course not want cheese? I thought you said you like cheeseburger.
Because I ordered a hamburger. If I wanted a cheeseburger, I would have gone down. I would have gone down to the second menu.
I don't know. The semantics are falling apart.
I'm saying you want a cheeseburger. You say, well, give me a cheeseburger. That's what you say. Or if you want a cheeseburger, you say, can I have a hamburger or a burger? Let's put cheese on that bad boy. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I just like to adequately communicate with people. I don't assume they're going to make these decisions for me to give me extra protein on my thing.
Such brash decisions, Nick. Yeah. Like, I don't agree with it either.
It's harsh. You know what it's like? You know what it's like, Andy? And this is why we have the Pepperoni Diplomacy Act of 2019. It's like when people just assume you want as much pepperoni as whatever the other fucking special pizzas they're going to order. And that's ridiculous. That is ridiculous. And again, I guess the bigger question is when you order pizza, are you just assuming it's a pepperoni pizza? Because that I do. I assume it's pepperoni. That's the natural state of pizza for me.
And I agree with you there. Like that makes sense.
But to be clear, you have to specify what topping you want.
Because look, and that
if I say, hey, I'm going to get pizza, no matter what, the next question is going to have to be, what kind do you guys want?
Yeah, for sure.
Or it, pep.
Andy, where are you going with pizza?
Legitimately, how much we care about this? This is the dumbest question ever.
Well, Joey first off, cheeseburger as well.
I voted hamburger, but I'm always very wrong about a lot of things. I grew up with it being paper, scissors, rock.
So, oh my god! No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did, Kevin. I did. Where did you? Because again, it's the cadence, Kevin. We didn't go rock, paper, scissors, shoot. We would go paper, scissors, rock, paper, scissors, rock. Paper, scissors, rock. It's a funner cadence.
I don't think we would do that. I don't remember doing the cadence at all. I just remember going like 1, 2, 3, go. You know what I mean? I don't think I ever did like rock, paper, scissors.
Well, I mean,
I never
said exactly. That. The branding for paper, scissors, rock, much better.
In Spanish, better it's gibberish.
What is it?
Great.
Yankingpo.
Great.
But like, it doesn't mean anything.
Really?
Yeah.
That's at least
weird. Well, it's like Rochambeau, funny. Right? Isn't that,
the... Well, I mean, Rochambeau. Yeah, I guess those real words. I don't know what sham but I think it's a trick.
I always thought Rochambeau was just a translation into a different language of rock, paper, scissors. I thought maybe it was like German.
I'll look into it.
Or something. Let's look into it.
I learned Rochambeau from South Park, where they kick each other. Why did I say like that? South Park.
South Park.
I went to South Park. I
pronounced the wrong word. Greg, I had that Noriega pizza.
Oh, what did you think of that?
The weekend. So... I mean, I'm basically just going to elaborate on my tweet, but I don't love whenever people add mozzarella mozzarella on top of the pizza. No, Parmesan.
Okay.
It gets a little too salty for me. I feel like the pizza was a little too salty. My mouth's watering thinking about it though. Like it was so good because the bread quality, the crust was really damn good. Great consistency to it. I had to. So the fucking guy from Grubhub didn't update the app. So I'm waiting on my phone looking the whole time and it looks like it's still about to be picked up from the restaurant.
Got in the
and
shower.
I hear knocking on my door. Of course, what does my mind think?
Robbery.
It's not for me, it's somebody else. Or it's my downstairs neighbors. Maybe they want to apologize for all the times they've been like telling me to quiet down. But I don't answer it. The knocking goes on forever. I'm looking at the app. Still no update on the app. I'm like, whatever. Eventually, I'm like, all right, enough time has passed. I'm sure whoever's waiting outside of the door isn't there anymore. And I go outside. My fucking pizza sitting there.
Oh, my God. How long was it sitting there?
I was like, shit, probably, I don't know, maybe like 5 minutes or so. Nothing horrible, that's whatever. Right. But the pizza wasn't super hot. So I toss it in the oven, get a little bit crispier than normal.
Sure.
It was a damn good pizza. Now, but because it's New York style. Yeah, a little too salty. Because it's New York style also, I prefer more sauce on my pizza.
Okay.
And it was kind of lacking in the sauce department. I ended up having to de-cheese it. As a de-cheese,
like scraped off the Parmesan,
like Nick does.
No. There was just a little too much cheese, Kevin. Like so, but basically, so it was really, really good pizza. But
it doesn't sound like really, really good pizza. It doesn't sound like you enjoyed it. It's too salty
because there was no sauce. Because there was barely any sauce, right? Mm-hmm. And there was like double the amount of cheese. It was like this is barely pizza. So I had to like kind of let me take maybe a fourth of the cheese away.
Wow.
Maybe a fifth. I'm
scientific here.
It was damn good though. It doesn't sound like you had to do a lot to it.
Kevin, I don't mind, you know, customizing and going in there and, you know, doing my thing. I
feel like that's in
ride.
The ordering part. Usually when it comes, you don't have to be like, oh, it's too much cheese. Well, I'm loving it.
I mean, here's the thing. I don't know how they make their pizzas. I didn't know, Kevin.
Okay.
I don't know how they
make
their pizzas.
Are you going to order from them again?
That's true.
Absolutely, I will. Absolutely, I will.
But are you gonna get into the weeds now and be give me a fourth less cheese, more sauce?
So you're just down to do the grunt work for him.
I'm just down to do the grunt work, yeah.
Okay. Rochambeau's history, interesting. This article I pulled up.
I bet you it's racist.
Talked about legends and what? No, it's named after some French guy Comet de Rochambeau.
Whoa, isn't he? Well, okay, first off, everything's coming together here. I hadn't thought, I knew that I had recently thought about Rochambeau, but in the South Park reference, but I was like, why? Isn't it the guy in Hamilton? There's a guy in Hamilton named Rochambeau that they talk about.
Is he the guy that shot Burr? Aaron Burr?
No, that was someone else. The guy in Hamilton, isn't that, he's got a different name.
Character?
No.
It's not Rochambeau.
Isn't it Lafayette? Yeah, it's Lafayette. Yeah.
I'm not saying he's the only French guy. I'm saying that somebody talks about Rochambeau as a human being, not just picking each other.
Something. I didn't read the article because it was way too many words. Instead, I just sent it to Greg in hopes that you would read it.
Oh, my apologies.
No, it's fine. I'm
the host of the show. I can still do it. Don't worry. I'm also trying to get Colton Nessler on the phone to see if he can tell us the context of when his wife asked this question, because I think that's
Rochambeau.com is in Hamilton. He was friends with Lafayette, who's a general that fought alongside him.
Why do people
I didn't expect Rochambeau to be spelled this way, and I probably should have.
It's French.
Why do people call Rock, Paper, Scissors Rochambeau by Sancy Farrow, May 18th, 2016? Huh. In some circles, the decisive game of Rock, Paper, Scissors goes by another name, Rochambeau. In the U.S., the term is more commonly used on the West Coast, especially in Northern California.
Best Coast.
This week, the Slate podcast, Lexicon Valley, invited Wall Street Journal language columnist Bill Zimmer to dive into the origins of the moniker Rochambeau. According to certain legends, the term dates back to the Comte de Rochambeau, a French nobleman who fought against the British during the Revolutionary War, and gets a shout out in the musical Hamilton. His name served as a code word at the Battle of Yorktown, where he commanded the French troops. However, quote, there is no historical evidence of it going back to the revolutionary times, says Zimmer. The earliest known use of Rochambeau as a synonym for rock, paper, scissors was found in a 1936 book called The Handbook for Recreation Leaders, published in Oakland, California, that mention it and spell it differently. Zimmer says that the Comte de Rochambeau has no involvement with the game of rock, paper, scissors. Versions of the game originated in China as far back as 1600 before spreading to Japan, where it was called John Ken Pawn. The Japanese game eventually spread to Europe in the 20th century and made it to the U.S. in the 1930s. Because the San Francisco area has... Huh?
Yon Ken Po. That's the Spanish name I said earlier. I remember just gibberish. It's not gibberish. It was Japanese? That what it said?
I want to learn something every Kind of Funny podcast. Right now I'm learning a lot. I want to make it a point every... Let's study something.
Because the San Francisco area has long been home to a large population of East Asian immigrants, it's likely the kids playing the early version of Rock, Paper, Scissors became familiar with the Japanese name John Ken Pong. While there is little historical evidence to trace the change, Zimmer hypothesizes that Bay Area kids in the 30s ended up Americanizing the name, perhaps with the help of the Revolutionary War knowledge they picked up in history class, and transforming it into a word with similar cadence, Rochambeau. Listen to the whole episode on Slate.
There's a playground called Rochambeau that I grew up near, so that makes a lot of sense.
Maybe it was just really popular there. It did say that it's a West Coast nickname.
Yeah.
West Coast, West Coast.
Andy, something similar happened to me not too long ago where we always called MSG in Spanish, we call it Ayunamoto. You know MSG?
Okay.
Turns out Ayunamoto was the brand. Madison Square Garden. Was the brand of the first MSG makers in Japan.
Oh
my God.
Wow, there's a lot of crossover there.
I'm just going to, sorry, continue.
Oh, I was going to say Peruvians and Japanese have a lot of mixing of cultures.
My wife from the other room, I couldn't agree with you more about the hamburger you made. Also, Joey Noel throwing me and Andy under the fucking bus on Twitter in front of Elise Willems right now.
I won't lie to you. I haven't seen the Kind of Funny community this hot and bothered on Twitter in a long time. It's anarchy out here right now.
But they're not divided.
Currently,
clear.
Currently, Cheeseburger is winning 73.9 to 26.1%. And then, Blessing says, who the fuck is even eating a hamburger? Andy says, me, motherfucker, go beat DK64, you liar. Elise Willem chimes in and goes, who on the team is saying hamburger? Spill it. Nick Scarpino says, me. Why would you assume you're getting a cheeseburger? That's not the default state of a burger. To which Joey says, Elise, sorry to break your heart, but it's Maximum Cortez, too.
I feel like people are choosing with their heart, not with their truth.
Not with their brain.
You know?
Not how you actually react.
If you go to a restaurant and you say, I'd like a burger, then they bring you back a hamburger that, like, that they would legally in the right. They would, well, hope. I don't think so.
Legally in the right.
I think you have to legally in the right. That's a hamburger.
The amount of times that I've been asked, if I say, yeah, I'd like a burger, they go, do you want cheese on that? And I say, no.
Every time.
Because they assume you do. They're just trying to clarify.
Well, no, they're asking. No, they're asking. You they assume I did. They wouldn't ask. They put the fucking on there.
This is
all right. Greg, can you call what's a good one?
Hold on. Jen.
Burgermeister's closed.
I haven't filled them yet, no. I also made those nugs if you want to try one. But more importantly to the conversation at hand, what did you vote for? Just a burger. You voted just a hamburger.
Of course.
Cool. Just making sure.
See, Imran. Oh, there you go. Hot take by Imran and Andy Nick are correct. See, done.
I replied to Joey's tweet. I said, Elise, this backstabber always talks shit about Lord of the Rings. You're a joke to her. And then Elise replied with the gif of Lord Aomer. And he's going, oh, no, not Aomer. I've already forget his name.
Theoden.
Yeah, Theoden. How did it come to this?
I never noticed how much Theoden looks like maybe like 20 years older than Tim. Like if Tim were a king of Rohan and had a goatee, he would look a little like Theoden right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Am I wrong?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Look at him. Like, it's a very distinguished, like, wait, commands respect. Is Theoden
the super old one that, like,
he was the one that Wormtongue was whispering in. He was super old, but then when Gandalf brought him back, he became like
20 years older. The guy was easily like 40. Like 30 or 40 years. Yeah, easily 40.
He was probably like 60 when he
like 20 years away 50, from 60. You. But Tim, like, he's still young and full of life.
And I'm also, saying, Theoden,
I can see it.
Really he's blonde, blonder hair.
Than I'll ever fucking be.
Really blonde but, hair, just like him.
It's color correction.
I think it matches. Yeah,
the color correction.
It seems like the polls have it. Cheeseburger wins by a landslide. I think, I think what we've introduced, Colton and Mrs. Colton, if you're listening, also it says Colton on Twitter's Twitter name is now Colton Nestler is now a father. Congratulations on becoming a father. I think there's a lot of context, though, for the actual argument of what's happening. Is it in a restaurant? Is it at a barbecue? Is it a bag full of random ass burgers somebody's bringing home? Yeah, Kevin Coelho from kindoffunny.com.
I think you should call Red Robin and ask for a burger and wait to see if they ask if you want cheese on it.
All right, here's the thing. Kevin, I love you. That's the stupidest argument I've ever heard. Because, like, think about what you just did. You just did the epilogue to Kingdom Come. You remember this? I know you do.
I'm sorry. And Kevin's the stupid one here? Is that Kevin's the one you're berating. Okay.
Batman, okay. Superman, and Wonder Woman go to Planet Krypton, right? It's a restaurant like Planet Hollywood. They sit down there. The waitress comes over. They all give their order, and they get the fucking Bruce Wayne Batman, old crusty Batman. And he goes, steak, well done. And she goes, well, do you want the man of beef? Do you want? And he goes, steak, well done. He cuts her. If I call Red Robin, who's got like fucking 19 different burgers, and I say, give me a burger, like I'm a fucking alien that just crashed here, of course they're going to have follow-up questions. That's making goddamn sense.
All right, then call your mom and ask her to make you a burger and see what she does.
Now here's this is the wrinkle. Whereas if I did that to my mom, I think my mom would know that I like cheese on my burger. She would default to that because she knows what I want. And that's where it gets interesting. Why we need Colton to get his newborn off his goddamn chest and pick up the fucking Twitter app and tell me his fucking phone number. All right, exactly. Check your DMs, Colton Nestler. Fuck, man. This should go out to anybody who's a kind of funny best friend. You know when we record the shows. Just fucking look at your Twitter in case I'm gonna contact you. All right.
So every best friend out there.
How long? Years? How long do they have to look at it for?
Just be ready. At any point, you might get a call.
Until I'm dead. All right. That's how long you gotta fucking look at your phone.
Like you just gotta stand by and assume one of us is gonna want to call you. These kids ruin everything, dude. You have babies that ruin everything, dude. Next topic, babies suck. Anymore.
No, yeah. What I want to do is hear a word from our sponsor. This episode of the Kind of Funny Podcast is brought to you by ExpressVPN. I know most of you are probably thinking, why don't you just use incognito mode, Greg, when you want to look up your lit erotica or whatever like that? You know, you go in there, you open the incognitos, you do the thing you don't want anybody else to know, you close it out, you think you got out of there. Guess what? Incognito mode does not hide your activity. It doesn't matter what mode you use or how many times you're clear of your browsing history, your internet service provider can still see every single website you've ever visited. That's why Kind of Funny is telling you to use ExpressVPN even when you're home. It doesn't matter if you get your internet from Verizon or Comcast. ISPs in the United States can legally sell your information to ad companies. ExpressVPN is an app that reroutes your internet connection through their various secure servers, so your ISP can't see the sites you visit, even in incognito. ExpressVPN also keeps all your information secure by encrypting 100% of your data with the most powerful encryption available. Most of the time, people don't even realize they have ExpressVPN on. It runs seamlessly in the background, and it's so easy to use. Plus, all you have to do is tap one button, and you're protected. And like we've talked about before, of course, ExpressVPN lets you tell the ISPs and the addresses and the internets that you're in different parts of the world, so you can access different stuff like watching Last Dance on Netflix and stuff like that, like we've talked about in the past. ExpressVPN is available on all your devices, phones, computers, even your smart TV, so there's no excuse for you not to be using it. Protect your online activity today with ExpressVPN, the VPN rated number one by CNET and Wired. Visit my exclusive link at expressvpn.com/kindoffunny, and you can get an extra 3 months for free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/kindoffunny, expressvpn.com/kindoffunny to learn more. Timothy.
Yes.
I need all the details. I knew on Friday, you hit me up Thursday night, Friday morning. I forget which one it was.
It was Friday morning.
I got to run some errands. Can you make sure you run the meeting and recap me anything I need to know? And I said, yeah, of course. And you did that. And I was like, this is highly abnormal for Tim.
It is.
Something abnormal is happening over there. But I didn't think it would be as earth-shattering
drastic
as you getting a dog. So I need to know how this all happened.
I mean, it all started with me getting just straight up bamboozled and disrespected by one Gia Tapp Harris and one Joey
fucking
Noel.
One is how it happened.
Woo! And Kevin and many other people in this fucking world.
I was on their side.
Nick definitely pushed at some point, I'm sure, as well.
Oh, yeah. But I have DM'd Joey multiple times or Slack Joey multiple times and said, I will take money out of the corporate account and buy Tim a dog if you just surprise him with it and make a video out of it.
And it would have been bad. That would have been real bad. But it almost got to that point. So Gia's 30th birthday was June 6th this year. And so
hold on. Now you know that you know this pain. I'm sorry. Portillo, get your head out of that bag.
Show us the king.
Show us our king. I want to see it.
What is he doing? Where is he going? He's so blurry. Oh,
he's moving the bag. But I don't see the pooch.
Andy, I love it. You're still screaming on Twitter, but you're thanking me for coming to your rescue for this.
I'm just going to keep all caps.
I'm sorry, Tim. I'm sorry. Cap it, bro. We got a seafood delivery today, and then Portillo's put his head in the box over there. And also, Portillo's deaf now, so you can't even yell at him. He just doesn't even know. He thinks he's being good all the time.
Oh, yeah. What kind of seafood? Maybe some fish? Maybe you're going to cook some fish? Some delicious fish?
Andy,
you're
crazy for that, Greg. We can settle this grievance after the story about the dog, or we're never going to get to it.
No, go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself, Andy. Eat mac and cheese, you piece of shit.
That's a good point, too.
You know how I feel about it.
Here, I'm Andy, everybody. I bought a new PlayStation controller. I only play on PC now, so it doesn't make any fucking sense. Like my Cyberpunk chair, like my chair. I won't eat mac and cheese.
I can't play Ghost. I won't
answer. Someone knocks at the door, and I hide under the bed like Tim's dog.
Look how Dude, good it looks,
look
man.
At those it sacred symbols, good. Man. They're beautiful. That's sick. I love the white. It looks so legit. I also love the focus of this camera.
Yeah. It is nice.
Okay, dog.
Didn't work. Anyways, close. Fuck, whatever. Today sucks. But G was trying to fucking get this dog. It was her birthday, and she was really bummed about the whole quarantine birthday thing because she couldn't really hang out with people and all that shit, and that all sucks. And I didn't take it as seriously as I probably should have.
Her birthday?
Yeah. How much it was affecting her that we were in quarantine and all that stuff. Okay. Like, I thought everything was cool, and it was. But it's like, it would be cool. It was a big mistake.
I've assumed one too many times.
but here's the other thing. To be clear, the expectations were completely blown out of proportion. And I'm just like, well, she literally expected that I was going to surprise her with a dog. And I'm like, you clearly knew my stance on this. Listen to the last 300 episodes of this show. You know what I mean? So it's there he is, the king.
The king's king. He wants king. Nugs. Oh my god, he wants some plant-based nuggets.
Give him one. Let's see if he likes them. Let's see if he throws it up.
He'll like it.
It's fair.
But anyways, so she's wanted a freaking dog forever, which we've all known. But yeah, she was kind of upset that she was expecting it. She thought I was going to surprise her with that. And I was just like, that is absolutely not okay, and a lot of like way too much. Anyways,
IMO, that's too personal of a thing. I want to go and be IMO. That's I'm with you. That's a personal thing. I want to be there to pick the dog.
Absolutely, but
I don't want to have the dog show up.
To her credit, she wouldn't give a shit. She just wanted a freaking dog.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Anyways, then yeah, of course, having Joey here, that doesn't help. She's always pushing this dog agenda.
I've been telling you to throw Joey out for a long time.
I know. I've been thinking about it. But this last week,
I'm starting to agree now.
I found out some blasphemous shit that Gia and Joey and other people have been going behind my back, Craigslisting pooches and trying to find one. And like, Gia's been making these phone calls. She's been trying to get in contact with these dogs. Sure. And I'm just like, oh my God.
Dogs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, she kept saying that. And I was just like, you're not called dogs, to be clear. Anyway, they kept not being available. Like, everyone's trying to get a dog now with this quarantine stuff. We're home and all this stuff. And she was trying to get a hold of one. She couldn't forever. And I was just like, oh man. And I'm going to be honest. I got pretty upset about this. And like, we didn't fight about it, but we had a house kerfluffle. Okay. Between me, Joey, and Gia, where I was like, I want both you guys to know this is not okay. Like, if you just
were you doing it in this way? Were you doing this way where you're doing the Tim Laffy? It's not okay. Or was this a serious, like, hey, this is crossing a line. I don't want
well, to. Well, I think that
it was a little bit of both.
I think that's still serious.
Yeah. I'm saying exactly how I'm saying it to you guys now, but it's like, I mean this shit. Like, that would not be okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, then on Thursday, like, I was just like, I'm just gonna like, if she's doing all this, she's finding these dogs. I was like, I wonder if I could even find, like, how would I find one? So I looked one up, and then I found this little dude, and then I saw his pictures, and I was like, if I showed Gia this, we're getting this damn dog.
Yeah.
And I showed her and made that decision. The kids want to see him. What's up?
Bring over the moose. The
kids want to see him. Getting him ready. I don't even know what that means. Excellent. But that's what she said.
Ponytails.
Is she going to come down in matching outfits with Moose?
She doesn't have them yet. But anyways, we went the next day, or she emailed them and was just like, hey, like, I want the dog. And they emailed back and they're just like, on Friday morning, and they're just like, hey, come see it. And she was like, cool, we'll be there at 2. And I was just like, I have a meeting at 2. She was just like, fuck that.
Too bad.
We're going. And then we went, and it's this little white Pomeranian. And the pictures made it look like a normal ass Pomeranian, right? Yeah. And which is already hilarious and adorable. But then when we go to see him, we see the people holding him, and I couldn't find him because he's so small. Sure. Like, he is like this big, and it is just like he's like half he's the size of what he looks like.
Old, right?
He's 10 weeks old, and like I'm freaking out. We get it, and immediately fall in love, and I'm just like, I don't regret always not wanting a dog, but I'm immediately flipped. I'm immediately the thing that I've hated. You know, I've become.
Yeah, you are. All right. Well,
you're the old man in every viral Twitter video.
Exactly. Yeah, every TikTok about how the dad didn't want the dog, and then it's
totally. With it is what it is. Bring him in. Bring in the moose.
I'm full screen. Hold on.
Our prince. Oh, look at our prince.
The king of the prince.
Beautiful, beautiful prince.
You both got it. Show
him.
Huh?
Show him the side angle.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. So
he's like a little billy goat.
I gotta tell you guys, he gives the best little dog kisses, a little dog tug. It's so small.
Kevin, I never want you to say that ever again.
he looks like a little hedgehog. Which is great.
So wait, now, Tim, you said you thought you were getting a normal size Pomeranian. Is he a mini? Is it a toy? What do we got here?
I mean, he's full Pomeranian. We'll see how big he actually grows. But okay, he's 5 pounds right now.
Tim, let's see that autofocus. Let's get it. Okay. Let's see how close that autofocus gets.
I hope he pees in the computer a little bit.
Yeah.
And also, like, show us how big his head really is.
Hi, Moosh.
Oh my god. Oh my
Hi, god. Moosh.
He's adorable. This freaking dog.
He's so small.
Look at him. He's tiny.
Don't show his butthole.
It's always the funniest.
No, Kevin's right, though. Kevin's right. We don't want to see that.
That's his privacy. You know what I mean? Let's not.
That's his shame right there.
I always love the way Pomeranians look from the side view because they just have like a little like dumbass snout. They're so adorable.
He's so fucking cute.
Moose is gonna go now, but say bye, Moose.
I'm glad I'm glad everyone has cute dogs, by the way, because I don't know if I'm mature enough to pretend. You know, like when someone brings their dog over and you're like, it's not a cute dog, but they're like, what do you think? You're like,
sure.
Yeah, sure. I'll lie to you for now, but we both know I'm lying. I'm glad everyone made proper choices.
So then the big question is, what's his name going to be? And like, we didn't want to name him until we saw him.
Right.
Because that's how it works. But then we saw him and like, we were brainstorming some names and then we came up with Pomplamoose after the LaCroix.
Sure.
And then I was like, oh my God, we can call him Moose or the Moose. And she was like, I'm fucking in. And then once you look at this thing, you're like, that's a moose if I've ever seen one. And it's so funny. The amount of nicknames you can come up with moose. Moose Springsteen. You kidding me?
The moose is loose.
The moose. When every time he runs around, moose on the loose. I'm having way too much fun with this thing, you guys. Like, it brings me so much joy. But also, I haven't been this tired in so long. This little shit. He needs so much energy. Now, so much playtime. Yeah. And I'm just like, okay.
Now, Tim, you know that a lot of people get dogs just to see if their significant other is responsible enough to take care of another life form. And so I just want you to know that I fully support you getting a dog. I'm glad it made Joey happy, even though she's clearly on the wrong side of history on this fucking burger issue right now. But we're still friends, and I'm glad that she's happy and has something to hang out with. But understand that you have just gone off the precipice, and you are slowly rolling down the hill toward little Bambinos happening very soon.
So, I feel like this actually bought me some time.
I think so too, Tim.
This is a lot to handle with her. And I'm going to be real. I think that it lost me some time in terms of getting this. I could have probably pushed this off for a little longer. And
you could have stayed that off for another year. You could have claimed any number of hardships. Like, I'm sorry, Andy got jury duty last week. What if I get jury duty? That would have been a good 2 months right there. You could have said we're in a global pandemic. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not actually a great excuse, because having a dog in your house right now probably would make you happier and lower your blood pressure.
Really easy to train him too.
It's exactly, especially if you're there.
Tim, I'm with you. I think, like, when I saw that you got a dog, immediately, you know, like, I don't want any of my friends to have kids. Greg, when you have a kid, I'm gonna get like pretty jealous, I'll be honest with you. Kevin, you too.
Oh, Tim, okay. I thought you were gonna go the other way. Like, you just wouldn't talk to me anymore.
I will refuse to acknowledge your existence.
No, but it's like when your best friend gets a girlfriend and you're like, you know, that's less time for me, you know.
Except
and
this girlfriend,
when Tim got this dog, I was like, that's at least, I would add a year and a half to 2 years of no baby. Wait, whenever the baby time was gonna happen, I would add at least a year and a half to 2 years. What's up, Kev?
Just to be clear, when you say you're gonna get jealous, it's of the baby taking our time.
No, it's because I wanted to fuck your significant other.
Oh, Jesus. Oh my god.
No, yes, that's exactly what it is.
No, I know. I just wanted to put the light on the fact you're gonna get jealous of this baby for having time with us.
I get it.
Oh, no. It's just like, you know, again, I just equated to, you know, me and my best friends back in the day, and my friend would get a girlfriend, I'd be like, oh fuck. Like, it, you know, it's less time for me to hang out and, like, you know.
But yeah, I could have pushed off the dog longer, which would then push the baby off even longer. So I lost some time there, but I think I made up with time specifically because researching Pomeranians, they aren't the best with little kids. So I kind of safeguarded myself where I'm like,
now, you know, Moose is out there. Can I throw this out there as a potential for the next time she brings up kids? Because the next thing you're going to have the conversation about is kids, I assume. What I'll say is this. When she says, hey, maybe I think it's time for us to think about having children, bring home a pit bull. Just a giant, giant pit bull.
Escalation.
And every time she talks about kids, bring home another dog and just see how long that
bigger
lasts.
Bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
I feel like the more you do it, the more time is taken away. It's like Tony Stark with the thing in his chest.
Mm-hmm.
The arc reactor.
He keeps upgrading it, like, he's getting more and more sick. So the more
the palladium.
Palladium.
You bringing that up is a great thing I want to touch on for a second. First off, I do want to say that there wasn't a discussion about naming it Andy. The discussion didn't last too long, but it did happen. It was like, we're getting a Pomeranian. We got to name this fucker Andy. And then I tried making a play to name it Nitro Rifle.
Nice.
Oh man, that would have been great.
Nitro, you can just call that
little dude being named Nitro would be pretty
look
fun.
At Nitro just running around the floor and such.
Nitro Rifle Getty is a great name for a dog.
It'd be pretty great. But anyway, we stuck with the moose, and I'm very happy about that.
The moose is great.
Someone on the subreddit brought up a very interesting point that I love and I'm all about, which is Portillo is the Iron Man to Moose's Spider-Man.
Sure.
And I want that to be a thing so bad. I want them to like each other, Greg. And I know
Portillo won't like him.
I know.
No, Portillo will be scared of him. No. Portillo won't have an issue with him at all. He's Portillo size. I mean, he's smaller, but I mean, it's when you get bigger than Portillo that Portillo has a problem.
Yeah.
If you're his size or smaller, no issue. Mm-hmm. Plus, now he's blind and deaf. He's on the move, though. He's going to go see something. He's up to something.
What's up?
He's on the move about something, Porty. All right. But no, they'll be friends.
Hi, Porty.
What I appreciate the most about this Reddit post you're talking about that was like, yeah, Portillo's Iron Man and Moose's Spider-Man, is that the person then followed up in the comments and he's like, and yes, I'm leaving out Kevin's dog on purpose.
Which I didn't appreciate that bit at all. I did not
That's
appreciate that.
That's fucked up, Kevin, yeah.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for Cecil and Moose to be best friends.
I think, when I think about Cecil, I think he could be a good Loki. You know what I mean? Like he's got the like, I'm jaded that I wasn't in this Reddit post. But then by the end, he'll be everybody's friend.
I like
that. That's not how it works for Loki, just so you know.
Isn't it about Reddit?
What?
Wasn't it about Reddit?
Yeah.
Loki? No, I'm making a joke to that thing. Don't worry.
It's anyway, a lot of people have asked me. I've already bought him a couple bomber jackets, so that's
oh
my god. I mean, there's nothing better than a dog with an Adidas jacket.
So
Tim, did you buy him bomber jackets for his current size or when he grows a little bit?
You know what? I just bought the smallest they had and we're gonna see what happens. So far this dude, he's like, until you see him in real life, you don't understand how small. Like Nick, you saw him.
Yeah, he's tiny. It's to the point where you see him on video and you're like, "That okay, it's a normal sized pup." But then you get like when you're holding him, he just sort of disappears. It's like trying to hold snow. He just disappears in your hand. And you're like, where did he go? And then what I want you to do, if he's still in the room, I want you to show everyone how little his head actually is. Because his head is the size of a small like a golf ball.
I was gonna say, it's like when you pull your beard back. You pull your beard back.
It's like, yeah, exactly. Watch, ready? That's where my chin really is.
It is exactly like that. Oh shit! Now I see the Albert Einstein thing. Now it makes sense. Come it on. Is the chin.
It
Kevin.
Makes more
right.
sense. But like,
I'm glad you're the only one that has a dog in this group, Tim. That's great.
Why are you doing that to Kevin and Porto?
Why are you doing that?
Why is there no love for Cecil in this group right now? Show us Cecil. Bring him over.
I showed him earlier. Now Adam's he's napping in the back.
Dude, you sleeping with Cecil sleeping and you holding his paw is just the cutest fucking thing. Like, it's so great that you guys got dogs. You know what I mean? It's weird for me to see you guys starting your journey as Portillo's sunsetting his. You know what I mean? 15 fucking
How
years with this
fucking
guy.
Dare you? Our king will live forever.
Long live. Sun's getting awfully low, big guy.
It's still the fucking sky. I don't believe it.
That was one of my favorite things, too, on Reddit that happened recently was, it's all good at the end of the day, but the thread was titled like, "Hey, is Portillo okay? Like, I haven't seen him in a long time." And all the responses were like, "Oh yeah, he's totally cool." But then one of the responses was like, "Yeah, he's totally cool. Every once in a while, he's on camera, and all the guys yell at Greg to pick him up, and they call him the king." And it's like, God, we're so fucking stupid.
That is one of my favorite things.
I think Nick just said it once.
Oh, was it? I thought it was Tim. Tim is the one who drives it home to this day. Every time I do, he's like, "Show me the king. Show us the king."
Nick started it, but yeah. I love it.
No, it's great. Yeah. I mean, it's weird because I feel like, you know, again, like I wrestle with his mortality quite a bit. And it was that when he did that thing where he screamed. I mean, I don't know if I've talked about it on the podcast. I've told you the story, right, of him screaming one day.
Yeah.
About his back. Yeah. And like, when he did that and made sounds I've never heard a dog make, like it was like that. We took him to the emergency room and it was like, all right, it might be a slip disc in his back, which is like not a death sentence, but it's like 15 grand. And at that point, like as much as I love him, you start weighing the like, am I spending this money to give him another year and a half? Like, what is his quality of life? What is his pain threshold? All the stuff that's not fun, right? Does he have to use wheels to get around and stuff like that? And obviously, that's a different decision for every dog. And there'd be a million conversations and variables in my head, but it was the first time of like, oh man, we're at like a real serious, like what the fuck happens next point. And that was like, obviously a hard weekend for me. And I would say, because it must've been, I think it was like a Friday night and then, you know, emergency room and then a vet visit on Saturday. And then it was like, basically like, you know, it's not a slip disc. You just gotta be careful. He's sore from a walk or whatever. But it was that thing of like that weekend gave me that, it was a scary enough scare that it was like, appreciate every moment. You know what I mean? Where it's like today he woke me up. He was off schedule because I put him to bed early last night, like 4 in the morning. You know, the fucking fire alarms started going off because the battery was dying. So I had to like get up and do that. And he was pissed off because it was high pitched. And then like 6:30, he woke me up to take him out. And it was like that thing of like, all right, cool. And like, it sucks, but like, whatever. And like, you know, every time I hold him now, or like, not every time, but like I'll walk him and like, you nuzzle him a bit differently, or I try to absorb that moment with it. You know what I mean? Or like, you know, playing video games with him next to me or my lap or whatever. Yeah. It's because I don't want to, you know, like that weekend was the not like come to Jesus thing of it, but it was so holy shit, this could end like tomorrow, like for real. Like, you know that obviously, you know, never take life for granted thing, but it was that shit for real. Like Monday, what if we had to put him down? And so it was that, oh my God, and I with this, that, and the other, blah, blah, blah. And so like since then, which it's been months now, if not a year, if not more, it is like, you know, all the little things that could annoy me, I still get annoyed by them, but it is that thing of like, all right, whatever, you know what I mean? Like still suck in that moment or whatever. So it's really weird for me personally as it dovetails out of like you guys getting on board with Cecil and Moose now and how awesome that is, and to see you guys start that journey. And not to mention like the fact that your journey will be so drastically different than mine. You know what I mean? Of like, you know, Portillo defines my adulthood. You know what I mean? Yeah. I got him 2 months after graduating college, right? Yeah, 2 months after graduating college, and he's been with me the entirety of it. You know, and that was the thing of talking to somebody the other day about it, of like, oh yeah, you know,
time,
totally, right? And it's like that, yeah, it's like, oh yeah, you know, he's 15 years old and I've been in SF 13 years more than, it's like, holy shit, like, you know, I don't think of him as an SF dog, but he is an SF dog. Like, if you know, outside of a year and a half, that's all he's ever known. And that's like so ridiculous to think about and so crazy to think about. But like, for his journey of being like with me is whatever you call this, I guess, but like your journey through adulthood and, you know, jobs and moving and relationships and all that stuff to these dogs with you guys is, you like, you know, are, you know, Kevin married, you engaged, like, you know, you have stability and it's going to be a thing. And you're probably just going to add kids to the picture at some point, right? Like your relationships will be so different than me with this dog that, you know, I always go back to that quote, or not, maybe it's not even a quote, but it was that thing of, I remember somebody telling me when I got him that like, when you're single, the dog's your partner. When you're in a relationship, the dog's your kid. And when you have a kid, the dog's just a dog. You know what I mean? And that final journey I haven't stepped through with Portillo, but it's like, you guys will at some point or all this other stuff, but then have him alternate between being the kid, being the partner, being, you know, my Robin, being my, you know, rock or whatever he needs to be kind of thing. It's crazy to think about. And like, not that I'm ready to say goodbye, nor do I think he's going anytime soon, but like, it is that thing of like, even just looking at photos from video snapshots of us and stuff we've done with him, it's crazy to see how much grayer he is even in this apartment, and that, let alone stuff in the spare bedroom. And then even there, I think how ridiculous it is that, you know, when we quit and started Kind of Funny and we're working from home full time, I remember talking about how great it was that, you know, in 2015, I got to spend like some of his senior years with me, and he got to have this thing where people were home all the time. And I was like too bad that'll have to end one day. And then it ended. And then Jen worked from home for 3 years, and then I'm forced to work from home, and we're right back to doing podcasts with him in my lap and pooping on me in the same way he used to puke at the end of podcasts sometimes, shit like that.
Like, dude, that's ridiculous. I mean, my biggest reason for not wanting a dog, and I've said this before on this show, is like legitimately like my fear of it dying. It's like, I don't want to get close to this thing. I don't want to have to bring something into my life that I have the choice not to, that it's going to leave one day and just destroy.
They're emotional time bombs, right? That's the thing. Like, sign up for this thing to love them and have them be a part of your life, knowing that they're not in it for the long haul. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just like, crazy. Though. Like, I think about Miles Luna's dog. Like, Miles Luna had that sort of big boxer.
Oh, and yeah, I vaguely remember this.
For like less than a year. And I think it ate something fucked up just unknowingly. And then they had to take it to the doctor or take it to the vet. And then it died. And I was like, Jesus, like, that's heartbreaking. And I'm the same with you, Tim. I want one just... I've always wanted a maintenance free dog. I've always said I would pay a crazy amount of money for a dog that required no
care. Like a certified pre owned dog where they're like, we're gonna warranty this dog for 4 years after you buy it. 4 years.
Yeah, that's the dice.
But now I'm feeling like, should I, like, you know, everybody's has all these different dog breeds. Do I need to add a corgi to the mix?
I think you need a corg, dude. Gotta do it.
Can you call him Billy Corgi?
It's crazy with this though, because like that was my like kind of the final thing, and like that was something I had to get over with this, where I was like, okay, like jokes aside and just like real life aside, of like, yeah, I don't want to have more annoyances in my life. I'm a man of comfort, you guys know me. Mm-hmm. I'd like sleep. I've been losing a lot of that, and like I had to make that choice. But really for me, it was getting over that, like, all right, I'm committing to this, and I hope that I love this thing enough that like it's worth the journey for when eventually it is really fucking sad. And it's been 3 days, and like I totally feel like my life's changed. And it's the stupidest, corniest thing I could possibly say, but like me and Gia's relationship that was already fucking great just feels like we just took a major step together. And like, I definitely did not expect that at all, but it's pretty cool to see. And like, it definitely feels very grown up and like being responsible for this little fuck.
Sure.
Good Lord, they don't get littler or more fucky. It's just, it's like the best thing that happened to me. And like, that's hilarious because I would have never expected it. I knew I was going to love it, but I didn't expect it was going to be this like crazy ass thing. And it's day three.
Yeah. And that's the thing is, I think, you know, and I'm not at all saying, I'm not making a Greg joke here at all. I mean, whether it is 3 days or 15 years, it's worth it. Like, I think that's the thing. And I know how hard that is to open yourself up to it, but it's like, it's all, I mean, and that's like, you know, the weird trade-off with Portillo, I think, you know, is that I had cats growing up and like, you know, they were my cats in quotes, but it was like, you know, I got them, but you know, dad's changing the litter or somebody, I think he's feeding them too for the most part. You know, I went to college, all this other stuff. But I remember like, you know, the last cat I got, Tigger, is the first that died, you know, and that was, I remember having a hard time wrapping my head around that one of like the cat that was like, you know, just a few years old was the one that died before, you know, Gizmo, who lived, I forget even, God, like it must have been, I went to college and I got her when I was 7. So, I mean, like, you know, she must have gone like 13 years or something like that. And it was that ridiculous, like how to wrestle with that arithmetic in your head. But, you know, that's
where Gizmo is such a great pet name, man.
Thank you. I was a big Gremlins fan, as you know. Just like Pokey the Turtle, as you know as well. But that was Ernest Goes to Camp. I digress. Portillo, right? Like, it's the idea that, like, he's made it this far. And to have that scare, not that, just reset my outlook a little bit. Just a little bit. Because obviously it wasn't like I was taking it for granted kind of thing. But it was like, you know, God, like, you know, not remembering how he smelled or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, to have those moments where I actually do something as stupid and corny as that is, but like smell him to try to remember that. You know what I mean? Like, that's hard, but it's great that I have that moment too. You know what I mean? And it's like, I almost got it back together. There it is. Recently, well, not recently, recently, but I would say like in the last year, right? Like, Travis Willingham and Laura Bailey, they lost their wiener dog Charlie, who was 18, and it was that thing of like, when that happened, you know, hitting them up really briefly and sending them flowers, and it was just a note of like, you know, I understand, like I get it, you know what I mean? And it's that thing of like, you can, I'll be devastated, obviously, because I can barely talk in a podcast now about it. I'll be devastated when we lose Sporty, but like, to know the life he had and have had that much time with him and have that much experience and know how lucky I am that he's able to make it that long when, you know, yeah, we all have friends who have lost dogs or pets or in general, you know, way earlier than that, way less than 15 years, way less, you know, the crazy shit this dog's going through with me and everything else he's done with me. Like, yeah, pets are
so
great.
Such a long life, so many injuries. Like, he has withstood it all, dude.
So much fucking money invested into his ass.
This motherfucker has withstood it all.
So many photoshops.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. That's the thing about his
Porty Ben.
That's a celebrity.
I wish you could tell him. Yeah. He's like one of the most famous wiener dogs that's ever lived.
I will never forget meeting him for the first time at KFL 2.
Yeah.
When you, Colin, Tim, and Nick were all sitting there for the meet and greet, and then Porty came by, and I was like, oh my God. And I remember texting my friend Jim, who was used to listen to, I had been listening since Beyond, and texting him like, I'm about to meet Portillo. Like, this is fucking crazy to me right now.
Yeah, no. And that's like, I joke about it when I talk about it and thinking about it. Again, like, yeah, you know, like, I think, you know, obviously I'll be devastated, but like, I won't be like, I don't know, caught off guard by it. I've had this like long, you know, kind of goodbye with it. And it's that thing I've always said is like a shitty silver lining to it, I guess, is that I know that Jen and I won't be going through it alone. That, you know what I mean? Like, I know everyone in the audience who's met him, and like, yeah, the people who've taken photos with him or bought a shirt with his name, you know, him on or something.
Oh, we're all gonna
I guess that they get, you know what I mean? Like, and I think it'll, for us as a community, it'll be something so far than just like, oh, you know, the dog you've heard me talk about has passed away, right? And oh, that's sad. Like, this is you, you know, one day losing somebody you super know.
A best friend.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Again, this isn't sad. I didn't mean for my talk to be sad. I'm glad you got a dog, Tim. I'm super excited for your
yeah. Look what you have to look forward to 15 years from now, Tim.
Well, it seems like that thing, like, again, I'm not, I it's so hard to put to words, I guess.
Of course. No, I totally understand. I know what you're saying.
And it's not that I'm crying out of sadness. I'm crying out of love.
Totally. Totally.
Yeah, of course.
That's all clear.
Yeah.
I mean, that's okay. The thing too. Is like, I mean, nothing lasts forever. And that's the thing, even it's always so bittersweet in life because the things that matter most are always the ones that are gone too soon. And I will be, of course, I'll be devastated when Porty dies. Like, I remember when we first started working out of your place, even when we started, when I started shooting stuff out of your place, when we did like conversation with Colin or like Oreo Oration, and just be sitting there and like hearing you laugh, like some of my earliest memories of this business are hearing you like laugh with Colin as I look down and there's a dog, like just this cute little wiener dog looking at me like, I know you've got food in there somewhere, fucker. I know you're Italian and there's some food in there somewhere. I want to be cute until you give it to me. So yeah, I mean, that dog, first off, Porty is like a part of the DNA of this company for sure.
Sure, of course.
And that's why I we're kidding, of course, we're goofing around. But when I say bring us our king, like he is our king. He is like, he is the mascot as far as I'm concerned of the company. And like, I'm glad we're adding more to the family, and I'm glad. And this is just a personal preference for me, and I kid around a lot about it, but I'm glad people are adding dogs, not cats, because you can bring dogs out to parks and shit and we can hang out with them. Yeah. So that's cool. And I can't, and Kevin, all kidding aside, I would love to meet Cecil at some point. I'm sorry I haven't gotten out there to do it. But now that you have a new hot tub, let's go, buddy. Yeah. Let's go.
I'm already picturing like I don't want this to come across as offensive in any way, but I'm already picturing like awful fan art that people end up doing where
like what kind of fan art, Andy?
I picture Cecil and the moose like at Porty's grave with like Porty standing next to him as a ghost, you know, like really, like that really shitty, like, wait, you've ever seen that happen before where like celebrity dies and they'll have
Vin Diesel. Vin Diesel posts all of those for some reason on his Instagram.
I just know that like when Stan Lee died, like they had Spider-Man with his arm around or whatever, but there's been like way worse awful ones before, and I just like my head.
You know, the photo that always gets me is the one with it's Kermit the Frog,
yeah,
and he's looking at the chair of Jim Henson. Yeah, I think that's the picture I'm thinking of.
Kermit the Frog, and it was the one Disney sent over after Jim Henson died, and it's Mickey the Mouse with his arm around Kermit the Frog from
Yeah, see, for me, that was just, I was like, get your Mickey out of this fucking conversation.
Okay? Show some respect for the goat.
Trying to get in there, trying to sell more fucking Fantasia copies on VHS. You, Disney, you know what? How about this, Disney? You want me to buy more of your fucking movies? Put them in a normal VHS box. Why you gotta be all poofy and shit? No, they don't fit on my shelf. It was bullshit.
The poofies are great.
It didn't look good. My Little Mermaid copy never looked good next to my 1989 Batman. I'm just throwing it out there. So extra.
I'm glad you're settling this beef right now, Nick.
I'm still fighting this fucking raging battle that you guys have started on Twitter. Andy, you're useless in this. You got to come to my
Nestler.
This is Colton Nestler. Is this Greg Miller?
This is Greg Miller. You're live on the Kind of Funny podcast. How are you?
Thank God. Let's get fantastic. How are you?
I'm great. As you know, I'm sure you've seen one of our shows before. In the current setup, this means that everybody can hear you, but you can only hear me. All right?
Okay.
All right, cool. So here, I'm going to reread you your question, and then we're going to give you some questions about it, all right? Because I don't know if you've seen on Twitter. I know you're now a father. Congratulations. If you could put the kid down for a second and look at Twitter, though, you'd see you've caused anarchy in the community. There's a poll up on Kind of Funny Vids about it. All hell's been breaking loose on this podcast. Nick is one step away from throwing something out the window. So your question reads...
Go ahead.
No, please.
I was just typing up a reply to the Twitter poll because I just saw it.
We're going to be like, this is my content. Why did you steal it?
No, I'm just saying I just saw this because I was watching Following for Interview, and I'm so happy I could bring this pressing matter to your attention.
Excellent. All right. So your question is, if someone asked you if you wanted a burger, would you think they are referring to a cheeseburger or hamburger? Then settling a quote unquote discussion with my wife. I feel like the quote unquote discussion story gives us context for where we're ordering the burger, how it came to be, because we keep coming down to like a burger at a barbecue is one thing, a burger at a restaurant's another thing, a McDonald's order is another thing. Explain the discussion with your wife.
So my wife and I were driving home from the 4th of July get together with her family on Saturday, and I just brought up how her grandma served burgers and dogs with no cheese for the burgers, and I wasn't going to be rude and ask for cheese since it wasn't served with cheese.
Gotcha. Okay. And then your wife was like, why wouldn't you just ask for cheese? That's not rude. Because that's what exactly. I would have done. If I married you, that's what I would have said. I'm like, my grandma would be happy to give you a piece of cheese, Colton.
Yes, that's exactly how she responded.
Okay, good. So then you're saying that you want, by default, your backyard burger to have cheese on it.
By default, yes, I would be serving a burger with cheese. I would assume that if I would ask someone if they wanted a burger, if they did not want cheese,
because that puts the onus on them.
Put it in your headphone. Everybody, hold on. I'm going to try to go live on my speaker for Colton to hear. Okay, so that's on there, and then I'm going to come here. I'm going to keep talking so no one else can talk. Bump, 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 bump. Dump, dump. All right, output device. I need it to be this thing. Nick, talk.
Hello, check one. Colton, you're dead wrong, and I'll tell you why.
Hold on.
Didn't work. Okay.
Nick, talk.
Check. No. Nick talking.
One more thing, Nick.
Just turn the volume up on your headphones and take your headphones off.
Just put the phone in the thing.
That's weird. Really?
I don't think he can hear us.
I think he's done, Kevin. I think he clicked a bunch of buttons, and now he's streaming games daily from Monday.
No, it didn't work. All
just
right,
turn
so,
the volume up on your headphones and put your phone there.
But like, then I can't hear anything.
Yeah, because it's loud. You'll be able to hear it.
Oh, great point. Okay, that works, Kevin. Hold on. Colton, stay with me. I'm right here. Don't leave me, Colton.
Right. No. All right, Nick, on the front scrolly thing, Nick.
There you go. Greg. Now, Colton, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Nick.
Okay. Sorry if I'm coming in a little low, but you're 100% wrong. And let me tell you why. Because if you serve me a cheeseburger, what if A, I'm lactose intolerant, B, I'm trying to watch my calories, or C, I'm not a fucking madman and just assume when you said hamburger, it was just going to be a normal beef patty with maybe some toast. Now, if you toasted my buns, I would be okay with that, but that would also still be a violation of our friendship right there. So maybe I don't, you see what I'm saying, Andy? Don't toast my buns. You're taking a lot of liberties with our friendship here, Colton, and I just don't appreciate this. And I just don't think we're there yet as friends.
But Nick, you're misinterpreting me. You just said if I offered you a hamburger and served you a cheeseburger. The question merely was
if you say burger, okay, maybe this is the question we needed. This is the real heart of the matter. If you say burger,
I think that's the question.
Yes, that's 100% the question, Nick.
But the problem is this though. If you say burger to me, I assume it's hamburger because hamburger is the original state of it. Why would 100%. I assume cheeseburger? Why would anyone assume cheeseburger?
That's like saying that's bacon like cheeseburger. You
pizza,
know what I mean?
You give me a fucking salad because you're used to salads coming with pizza. It doesn't make any sense.
I'd like to be noted that I've asked multiple people since Saturday night, and the only person who has responded in my friend group has been lactose intolerant by saying hamburger.
So. Here's the thing.
Well, I'm not lactose intolerant.
I am lactose intolerant. I am lactose intolerant. I want a cheeseburger, but the reality is I'm going to then ask, oh, can I get cheese on it? And the person might respond, of course, you idiot. Yeah, you were going to get a cheeseburger, but they also might respond, ooh, you know what? We never had cheese to begin with.
I think we've had a different discussion. We've also had the different discussions of where this takes place, right? At a cookout or whatever,
you might get it
one way. But when you go to a restaurant and say, yeah, I'll take the burger, and they go, would you like cheese? And I say no. And that's because the restaurant, like, I think it's just different strokes for different folks, you know?
Okay. I think we settled nothing except your wife is correct, Colton.
How is my wife correct? Wait, no. She's the
bye.
Now block his number so you never call back.
We got him. Just block his number.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the Kind of Funny podcast or whatever the fuck we called it from earlier. If you like that, of course, head over to patreon.com/kindoffunny where you can ask questions, you can be part of the show, you can get it ad-free, and you can get the post show we are about to do in front of our live audience on Patreon. And of course, for anybody who wants to watch the on-demand or listen to the on-demand MP3 later. Remember, if you have no bucks toss our way, it's no big deal. YouTube.com/kindoffunny. Podcast services around the globe. Each and every week, you get us in your ears doing the Andy dance. Andy, do it. There it is.
Oh, shit. That's good, Andy.
Yeah, he nailed it. Right? He's all about it. Yeah,
that was smooth.
I like it a lot. Ladies and gentlemen.
Cheese I didn't ask for.
Until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.